It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I am standing on the city's north shore on the banks of the Allegheny River, where I am looking at, and you can probably hear in the background, a flock of seagulls, which has somehow made its way to Pittsburgh. We have contacted Bob Mulvihill, an ornithologist at the National Aviary in Pittsburgh, to join us to explain the phenomenon that we are seeing. First of all, Bob Mulvihill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Happy to be here.
So what is going on? Why are there so many seagulls that have flocked to Pittsburgh here on this last day of February / first day of March?
These gulls are here because the place that they would usually be at this time of year is frozen solid. And that place is collectively the Great Lakes and surrounding areas. So we are blessed with this spectacle, really quite beautiful spectacle, of many thousands of, I'm going to say it, seagulls, and then I'm going to say we're not going to call them seagulls anymore. We're going to call them gulls. Many thousands of gulls flying around, the vast majority of which are ring-billed gulls and many other species as well. So they're all gulls. Seagulls is a colloquial term that doesn't really apply because there are many kinds of gulls here in Pittsburgh this winter. It's a mixed flock. And they're here because Pittsburgh has three rivers that are a lot cleaner than they used to be. The rivers have a variety of fish and other aquatic life. They are feeding on that. They're also flying out into the Pittsburgh countryside and finding a variety of other foods. Gulls are great predators and great scavengers.
Now, they have shown up here, as I understand it from experts like you, the gulls are here reluctantly. They did not want to end up necessarily in Pittsburgh, right?
I think they have discovered Pittsburgh. They might have been coaxed to Pittsburgh by conditions in the north, but I don't think reluctant is the right word.
Wouldn't they prefer to be somewhere else? Isn't there somewhere that they normally would be habitating? The Great Lakes, for example.
They would be normally inhabiting the Great Lakes, but would that be better than inhabiting Pittsburgh? I don't think so.
But they would not be here if it were not for the kind of winter we're having, right?
They're pretty good at making a living up along the Great Lakes and actually up along the Niagara River. I must say that gulls are very winter hardy. These are birds that some of the species that are mixed into this flock actually occur up in the Arctic during the breeding season, and they could even stay in the Arctic region for the winter and are really sort of reluctant, to use your word, they're reluctant to go very far south of their breeding grounds if it's not necessary, if conditions don't require it. But the conditions clearly have required it this winter, so they have moved. As you can look around us, they're flying, they're swirling, they're beautiful, they're great flying birds. These birds, you know, are extremely aerobatic and very graceful in the air. So flying this far south is not a big chore for them. They've got the wings to do it, for sure. The very fact that they're here is really, as I say, a testament to the fact that we've got some open water on the rivers. They like to roost out on the rivers. It protects them from predators. When the Great Lakes freeze, not only does the food become unavailable to them, but they are then accessible to four-footed predators that can walk out on the ice and get them while they're roosting at night. So when they come back here to the point, you'll notice they're floating on the ice floes. They're well protected. It's a very safe place for them to be here in Pittsburgh this winter.
And how many different types of gulls are we seeing here now?
So right now, my friend Matt Webb and I have been watching the gulls for about an hour, and everything we've looked at has been either a ring-billed gull, the vast majority, or a herring gull. And those are the two common gulls that people might see if they go to the beach in the summer. They are the quintessential seagulls. But mixed into this large gull flock in Pittsburgh, the birders of the Pittsburgh community, and there are many really fine birders in our Pittsburgh area, have teased out about eight species of gulls altogether, including the two that I mentioned, the ring-billed and the herring, but also the much rarer Iceland gull, a Thayer's gull, glaucous gull, lesser black-back gull, and great black-back gull.
And how many just in total? I mean, we're looking at a pretty large flock overhead, and then there are a bunch that are just standing around up on the banks, on the grass, just above us. We're literally right by the water. So how many are there? I mean, thousands?
Yeah, it's thousands. And the high count that I think I've heard from anyone was over 8,000. So more than 8,000 at a peak. I think we're fewer than that now. I think you've got probably a few thousand around us right now.
Now, a lot of times what gulls do is they kind of beg for food or make sure that they're present in areas where there are people who have food and let you know that they're happy to take your food from you. So what might they be surviving on, or what have you noticed as far as what they might be adding or subtracting from their diet here in Pittsburgh?
Gulls have a big appetite, and as you pointed out, they are not averse to a handout. I don't know for sure whether they have been finding the chicken wings on their own that litter the grassy hillside behind us, or whether someone has thought that they should be bringing the chicken bones to this location for the gulls. It's unclear. But what is clear is that there are hundreds of chicken bones littering the hillside behind us, along with gull feathers and goose poop. So in any case, they are omnivores. They will eat anything that's organic. Anything edible will go in a gull's gullet. And they will find fish, alive or dead, along the rivers, and they will eat those. They will go to the surrounding countryside and find anything from chicken wings to French fries to any kind of edible garbage and eat that. So I really don't know. What they're mostly doing when they're down here in the evenings is just they've had their day of feeding out around Pittsburgh, and they're just collecting themselves to spend the night in a safe place.
And is there anything that they should not be eating? In other words, if they encounter something here that they wouldn't normally be eating in the Arctic, chicken wings, maybe, for example, can that be detrimental to their health and survival?
No, they're fine. They're not going to eat anything that they can't eat. Nope, they're fine. That's the thing about gulls is they are scavengers. They're sort of the cleanup crew. So while it is true they are leaving a bit of a mess behind, they are also cleaning up some messes. But nope, they're able to eat just about anything.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are observing the seagulls that have migrated to Pittsburgh. The gulls, excuse me, Bob, I'll correct myself. The gulls that have made their way to Pittsburgh as a response to what's been going on with the polar vortex, trying to find open water that they may not be finding at this point in time on the Great Lakes and in the Arctic. They're finding it down here among the rivers in Pittsburgh. And we're talking with Bob Mulvihill, who is an ornithologist at the National Aviary of Pittsburgh, who is an expert on the gulls. And Bob, what other types of birds, flying creatures, would be affected by the polar vortex and maybe making their way, if not to Pittsburgh, other places that they wouldn't normally inhabit?
In addition to the gulls, the birders, the Pitts birders, have noticed a variety of other species that are here probably for the same reason, because the Great Lakes have frozen. Notable sightings have been things like ducks called white-winged scoters, diving ducks. Also some diving ducks called long-tailed ducks. And probably a half a dozen other species, and some rare birds like red-necked grebe and red-throated loons have been seen from the same point where we're standing on the North Shore. And I'm actually a bit surprised this evening not to see a half a dozen of the birders with their telescopes and long-lens cameras out, because they've been here regularly doing a very good job of charting the phenomenon. And it really is terrific. So all those ducks that would winter farther north have been showing up in greater than usual numbers as well. And of course, you may remember from not that long ago the story about the snowy owls. Snowy owls being pushed down, probably over 100 seen in Pennsylvania, and it would be exceptional to have more than a few in most winters in Pennsylvania.
And is it all due to the polar vortex, which is a part of the phenomenon of climate change or global warming?
The polar vortex, the extreme cold weather, has contributed to the gull presence and the ducks. The snowy owl presence is a different matter. The snowy owl presence is related to large population, sort of a boom in the population up in the tundra due to a high density of their prey animal, the lemming, the classic lemming outbreak. So they had tremendous breeding season and produced a lot of young, and those young, when the population density gets great and they're feeling crowded up there, then they move south in great numbers, and that's what that was behind that event. So not really related to the polar vortex per se.
And how long will the gulls be hanging around here?
Yeah.
Or flying around here?
Yeah, I think probably on the order of a few more weeks, you'll see a big reduction in the number of gulls within the next few weeks. Typically, we see a gull migration in Pittsburgh or through the Pittsburgh area anytime from about the end of February through March, just barely into early April. So that would be a time when gulls are passing through. I think that these ranks will begin to thin with about 3 weeks from now.
Do you think that this will become a regular part of winter in Pittsburgh?
I don't think so. Again, I think it's because of the extreme cold temperatures that froze the Great Lakes. I think that these birds prefer to winter closer to their breeding grounds, so that's farther north for most of these. So I think that as a strategy, they'll stick with that if it's an option. We'll only see them in times when the Great Lakes freeze.
So we may never see what we're seeing right now at this moment ever again.
You know, it's maybe not quite a once in a lifetime thing, but it's something we're only going to see, you know, every decade or two at best. I will tell you that Pittsburgh area birders that enjoy the challenge of identifying gulls, and it is a challenge. They have a lot of different plumages that they have depending on how old they are, and the different species can be quite similar and told apart only by subtle characteristics that require careful study. There are birders that really enjoy that challenge, and they typically would actually take a special trip at this time of year to go north up to someplace like Niagara Falls, where the Niagara River stays open, and these gulls will winter in large numbers up there. So it's been fun to have so many of these gulls down here in Pittsburgh, and I know that many of the birder friends of mine have really spent a lot of time down here enjoying this spectacle. But I say that even if you're not a birder, get down here to the North Shore and see these birds. It's beautiful. They're graceful. The sun is setting. The river is a beautiful to see with the ripples, and they're swirling around our heads, and it's really something to see. So yeah. It may not be once in a lifetime, but don't take that chance. Get down here and see these birds. It's a thing of beauty. It makes and with our gorgeous skyline, our city skyline, as a backdrop, hard to beat.
Bob Mulvihill is an ornithologist with the National Aviary in Pittsburgh. Bob, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
My pleasure, Paul. Thanks for inviting me.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.